Mom, what would you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
The weather boarding.
And I'd like you to say this for me the way you'd say it with the word drive. If you were working with wood outside and doing some nailing, you would say, I took the hammer and I
drove the nail.
And every day, I take my car and...
And drive.
And if someone thought that a nail had to be put into the board further, they might tell you it has to be...
It has to be driven.
All right. What would you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
The gutters.
And let's say you have a house and an L. What would you call the place where the two come together?
The roof.
Have you ever heard the expression of valley?
The valleys. Oh, that's it. Where they go together at the bottom. Yeah, the valley.
How about a little house or a little building that's used for storing wood? What would that be called?
Well, it would be a wood house, I reckon.
And a little building for putting tools in. What would that be?
That would be a utility house or a storage house.
You think you might call one a tool shed? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What about an outdoor toilet? How would you refer to that?
Well, we used to call them privies. Some folks call them Johnnies.
Uh-huh. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well,
I'm just thinking about that Johnny is pretty.
What about him?
I said you can give it another name.
What? I want to hear it.
That's all.
You don't have a name for it?
No.
Well, now I want to know it if you do, because I'm interested in joking in a word like that. It would be funny. I think it's pretty funny, so I want you to tell me that.
No.
Well, you want to tell me that later, all right? I want to hear that. But anyway, getting back. I think that's pretty good. I want to hear that later. If you were telling somebody about all the problems you see you had, all the troubles you had, you might say,
I'm worried.
Yeah, or...
I have problems.
I have problems.